Spread Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Isabella Vipich.
Hello.
Hi, and tell us what you're doing here at the festival.
I'm a teacher, and I spend my festival 10 times here. I love the T-Mobile Festival. Yeah. It's my favorite film festival in Poland. Every year we have workshops for teachers here. We can talk about films, learning new films, new things, for example, montage, yeah. How to make films, how to write a scenario. In this year, I am in the group where we talk and make fun footage. It's a really interesting way to make films with my students,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's start from the beginning then. What exactly do you do during this academy? You start off with an idea? Do you have a specific role that you look after?
Okay. First, we talk about fan footage. What is it? Second thing, what we do to... have a projection of some films. For example, a film about Senna, Ayrton Senna.
Right, yeah.
I don't know that he was so famous because I'm younger and I'm not sport interesting. So this film was very interesting for me because all materials was from documentary archive from Formula One. And it was a wonderful effect.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful narrative film.
Yeah. Well, in other words, this is a different film altogether because it uses archive footage. So
yeah.
it uses editing. So you have to edit a lot of archive footage together in order to put a story together.
Yeah, of course. We have archive. And we have to make a new film from this archive. All groups have different subject. For example, my subject was freedom. So I need to find good materials for this, as old films, documentaries films, some private homes films. And I make my own different and very interesting movie about it.
You know, that's very interesting because when you think about it, this is an exercise that kids in school can do.
Yeah, this is a wonderful exercise because they can montage all things together, think some in creative way about how to make something from garbage, because it's really ready-made films, ready-made. So for me, I'm teach arts. So it's very really interesting exercise for kids.
Exactly. And also, while making it, they really learn about different themes, and they open up to concepts and learn how to use concepts and construct make something out of it. So it's a fantastic idea.
That's true, because they know montage programs, for example, Chorus or Adobe programs, but they don't know how to use this.
Yeah.
How you use some new conception? How make something creative new?
Yeah, right.
Some idea. Yeah. How you can talk about something in picture way, in image way.
Well, now, seeing as we're on the topic of you know, the way film can be used in schools, let's talk about it more. And first of all, do you think film is getting enough attention in schools right now?
Yeah, of course. It's really important for me. And now in Polish school, we have new open for films because we have new kind of exams when we have many pictures, image in there. And we have to talk about films. Yesterday we have a lecture with a very good tutor who
right.
told us how to use film in psychology or ethical lessons. It was really interesting because it's a wonderful tool to talk with kids about ethics matter.
So you agree that something like the Summer Academy teaching teachers the process of filmmaking is something that can really help education.
Of course, it's my 10th time. So every day, every time, I do something different because we have different workshops, and you can do animation film, documentary film, narrative film, or just do montage, for example, like I have today.
Well, now after 10 years, then you must be an expert.
Yes, I think so, that I know something about film in school now.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, listen, I know the screening will be on later on today. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, because I have a few things to finish, and I don't know what will be on the big screen.
Yeah.
Because I see my film only on the small frame, so I don't know how to be on the production.
Yeah, but still, it's very exciting to get a film.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Very good. So that's also rewarding in itself.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks very much for talking with us. It was a great pleasure, and best of luck with the screening today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.